BMI, the body mass index, is often used as a measure for indicating one's risk for cardiovascular and other metabolic diseases. But is this an adequate approach? Professor Hermann Toplak works at the University of Graz and is also the current president-elect at the European Association for the Study on Obesity. In his presentation, Professor Toplak addressed the shortcomings of the body mass index when used as a single measure for cardiovascular disease risk.
Some years ago, we have learned that BMI is associated to cardiovascular mortality. But in the last years, we have a big change in the development of the society. We have a mixture of people moving and not moving. And the interesting thing behind that is that those who do not exercise have less muscle and seem to be normal weight. To find measures, therefore, it's rather complicated. Given the fact that we have so different people to judge, not one size fits all. So we can take the BMI, and it's a crude measure at first. If we look at the waist or measure it, we can realize that we have a visceral fat distribution and not necessarily a high BMI. We have a lot of normal weight people who have so few muscles that they even seem not to have a waist, but they can easily have 30-34% fat, meaning that they are really fattened. The muscle-fat relation is very bad, and therefore they have to be treated.
So in other words, people may seem to be lean and even have a waist circumference that is not associated with being at risk, but at the same time have a relatively high percentage of body fat. What do you think is currently the best method to measure body composition that is both cost-effective and practical in terms of usage?
As soon as we measure BMI, waist, and perhaps waist to hip and waist to height ratio, and then go, for example, for a beer measurement, which is quite easily done today, then we have at least a rough estimate of body fattening. Might not be very accurate, but this is the case with every clinical measurement we do.
Combining these different measures thus gives a better indication for the risk of cardiovascular disease by estimating the body composition. Could you tell what information the body impedance measurement provides?
Body impedance measurement is giving you information in relation to weight, sex, age, and the regression scales, and you measure just the resistance in the electrical field, and it gives you some information about the water and fat content.
Food Today. Science-based information on food, nutrition, and safety. From UFIC, the European Food Information Council.